say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know we'd get so
upset.
Okay. Or all of a sudden he just got really
tense.
Uh-huh. Or lost his temper. You say that he was
angry.
Mm-hmm. And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, then just keep
cool.
Uh-huh. And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other way of saying that? Or you'd say I'm just completely
exhausted.
Okay. Or using the expression wear out, you'd say I'm just
worn out.
Okay. Say if a person had been well and suddenly hear they have some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine. When was it that they
contacted it?
Or they what, sick?
Got sick.
Uh-huh. And if a person went outside in bad weather and came in and was sneezing and his eyes were running, you say, he went out in the rain and he
caught a cold?
And if he couldn't talk right then, you'd say he sounded a little
croaky
or something's wrong with his throat. He sounds
like he has laryngitis. I don't know.
Well, how would you say he sounds?
Hoarse.
Uh-huh. And if you do that, you have a
sore throat?
Or what do you do?
Oh, you cough.
Uh-huh. And if you've got someone some medicine, you went in and still saw the medicine by their bed, you'd say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the person might say, an hour ago I
took my medicine.
And if you can't hear anything at all, you say you're
deaf.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I
perspired.
Or another way.
Sweated.
Okay. And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
Hmm. You mean a boil or a pimple or...
What a... any other name for boil?
Oh, a carbuncle, but that's a little different, isn't it?
How's it different?
It has more than one head.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they have about... Sometimes they have five heads, and I mean, a boil is just one.
Mm-hmm.
One head to it, I believe.
When the boil opens, the stuff that drains out.
Pus?
Mm-hmm. What about from a blister?
Well, that's just water, fluid.
And you say, a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
Swelled up.
Okay, and it's still pretty badly
swollen.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And, you know, sometimes a wound won't feel back right. It has to be cut out or burned out.
Uh-huh.
You call that
what you're doing, you mean?
Or what?
The scar tissue? Or?
No, what the stuff is.
Infection?
That it grows over.
Uh-huh. A scab?
Well, do you ever hear some kind of flesh?
Oh, proud flesh?
Uh-huh. What is proud flesh exactly?
I don't know exactly. I've heard my father, my grandfather say that, you know, but...
You've never?
I've never used it myself, you know.
And if you have a little cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it.
Iodine?
And a real bitter medicine people used to take.
My goodness. I don't know.
It's something that is, it would be a white powder. Starts with a Q.
Quinine?
Uh-huh. You ever have to take that for anything?
No.